to Computer Chic. It's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
So busy talking to Don off the air. It's like, oh, we got a show to do here. It's hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney. No.
Dave Winquist.
Dave Winquist. Mike Hal Valdivia. And Robert. It's just a phenomenal thing to see Robert behind the glass, chairman of the boards here, making it all happen. We're going to talk to you now about anything and everything that you want to talk about when it comes to computers. Now the board's full up, so don't bother trying to call them. When you hear somebody hang up, 602-277-5827, or you can visit our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the Computer Corner or radio show section and scroll down to the bottom. You'll see a form that we have you submit your questions through, and we'll see if we can get a few of those answered on the air. And, of course, without your theme, Louis, just because I'm having to push the buttons and I'm not sure where everything is yet.
That's all right. No problem.
It is Louis with the question du jour. Louis's question of the week.
Yes, my question is I want to combine wireless shopping with regular shopping by sitting down at a coffee shop at a shopping center and looking up prices on the internet.
So you want to like physically go into a store, look at stuff,
and go out, get the model numbers, and then put them into a
go do your system? Research, see if it's reviewed well, see what the pricing is on the line on the internet. Yeah.
And my computer, my laptop has the 54G wireless LAN.
Wow.
Is it easy to connect via wireless internet at coffee shops? They say it's easy, but I have never done it.
Yeah, it's really not an issue with your machine so much as it is who you're trying to connect to. These things are called, hotspots.
Yeah.
And there are lots and lots of, I know that in Tempe, the coffee plantation, I think it is, has a pretty wide range, and it's wide open. It's
Language
free.
Lab on campus has a hotspot.
Actually, there's a bunch of websites that you can go to find hotspots before you go out. A lot of the Starbucks stores now are doing a T-Mobile deal.
What do you search for on that?
Just type in hotspots in or a hotspot listing or something.
Hotspot Phoenix.
Hotspots in Arizona, hotspots in Phoenix, whatever. Put that into Google.
Is hotspots two words?
No. Well, generally it's all one in the URLs. Mm-hmm. You can try it both ways.
Yeah, you might have might try to do some wireless LAN or places even. Might not give you the.
Oh no, hotspots will give you websites that specifically have listings of all of the places that have registered as open. Kind of places where you can just walk in. Like I said, a lot of the coffee shops, a lot of the big chains are starting to do it. But some of those, like the T-Mobile system, you have to sign up for. You have to be it's a paying service, so you don't just have wide open access. So,
yeah.
But you can try it before you buy it, kind of thing.
Is there something you need to do to your computer to?
It depends on who you're trying to connect to. So they'll tell you, if they're offering the service and it requires a special configuration, they'll generally give you the information to do
that. Like if it's a freebie.
Generally, you just walk up and boom, you're on.
So I wouldn't have to do anything to my computer, mail.
No, your computer should be set up to go looking for for access points, and as soon as you see one, you'll see that little icon pop up in your SysTray saying you're connected.
Hey, cool.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Louie, but an easier thing to do is to do all the work before you leave the house and have all those reviews of stuff that you're interested in before you leave. Then you don't have to lug the laptop around. Of course, if you want to look really tweaky and geeky.
Yeah, but when I go kite surfing, I may have to do this to access my account, my checking account.
Sure. Now, yeah, no, hotspots are becoming, and they're saying that that's going to be the end-all, beat-all with so many hotspots all over the country that you'll be able to go from end to end, from one end of the country to the other, and stay on hotspots all the way across.
Are they secure? If you're encrypted?
The encryption has to be determined by the access point or their side. So, yeah, that's something that you have to be aware of. If you connect up to one of these hotspots and you have things on your machine that's shared for your home network and you don't have passwords or things like that on there, then you're sharing with everybody else that's connected at that coffee shop. So be real careful about what you have sharing.
And how's the speed compare?
To what?
To, say, a cable modem.
Well, they're all the rated speed is faster than in just about any cable modem out there. So, that's the weakest link is not going to be your wireless connection.
And I assume the antivirus protection on your computer would still be in effect.
Oh yeah, all that's just like being at home.
Cool.
All right, good luck, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, if you guys see a geek, wrong one. If you see a geek out there, I turned us off and left him on. If you see a geek out there walking around in the mall with a laptop, you know who it is. It's Louie.
Hey, he's doing some haggling.
It's got to be Louie here. Let's see. What we got? We got time here. Let's see if we can bring Don in. Don, we were speaking off the air. Now we get to speak on the air.
Great. Wanted to talk about the possibility of labels that we put with Stomper and things like that on CDs degrading the quality of data on there.
There have been people, and you referred to an article of a writer that went back and looked at a bunch of his CDs that he did actually use labels that had some kind of adhesive on it, and he notices some deterioration in some of the discs, or in the most of the discs he was having a problem with had these labels.
Right.
I don't like the paper labels with the standard adhesive on it. If you're going to put anything at all on there are specific plastic coating or film that you can put on that adheres to the top. And what we're talking about, folks, is the label side of the CD. Most people don't realize that's the most delicate, if you will. That's the thing you want to protect the most, because if something scratches the foil on the top, it generally, the data is on the back side of that foil, and that data is going to be gone. A lot of people are worried about the clear side, the side that actually gets played. And it's important to keep that clean as well. But if it does get scratched or nicked, you can actually buff that out. If something gets scratched on the foil side or on the label side, you're done.
Are those labels readily available, clear labels or plastic coating?
You know what? I used to get all of my real high-end information about CDs from a guy called the CD Repair Man. Let me see if his website's still around. Repair Man. Because he had some really, really interesting data about it. He has these huge machines that actually will repair CDs. Mm. Yeah, he's still there. Compact Disc Repair Man. He's in Glendale. CDRepairMan.com. Check that out. And
okay, have you ever visited Epicurious.com?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful site.
All righty.
You're talking about for food.
Right.
Yes. For the Epicurean in all of us. Yes,
I couldn't get in there in the first hour.
Yeah, no problem. That's a good suggestion. If you like food as much as I do, that's another great one to bookmark. You should have a huge, if you're a cook, you should have this huge favorite section. That's all these recipe sites, right?
It's
right.
Good eats.
Okay, all right. That's cdrepairman.com.
Yeah, right? Check them out. And the phone number and everything's up there, too. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks, son. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Almost hit the wrong buttons again. Where are we at here, Robert? We still got time, right? Let's go to Doug with a Dell Dimension and an error message.
How you doing?
Good, Doug. Welcome to the Computer Corner. The dais is yours.
Oh, cool. Hey, I've got, like I said, Dell computer with a Windows 98. Every once in a while when I start it up, I get this error message, operating system not found. I went into a Windows book and said, well, start it with your startup disk. And I do that, okay? And once in a while it works. Most of the time it works. The problem I have is the inconsistency and what's happening.
Well, without examining the system itself, and any time you're getting it, an operating system not found error message off and on, that typically means that there's some mechanical issue, there's some problem with your hard drive.
That's what I was concerned with.
And so you're getting the signals of an impending... One day, basically, what's going to happen is it's not going to come back.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. So the recommendation is to buy a new computer or just replace
save your data.
Well, first thing to do is, if you've got a CD burner, if you got any way to get that data backed up, get that backed up so you're not having to visit a data recovery lab near you.
Right.
That's number one, first and foremost. Number two would be, if you're going to do anything, how old is this thing?
Oh, it's a 99, 2000.
Okay, I mean, it's still, I mean, if it's doing everything for you speed-wise, you can get a new hard drive, replace it. There's a program called Ghost. Or in a lot of cases, when you buy a hard drive kit, it comes with a program that allows you to, what they call ghost or image the drive over to the new drive.
Basically copy it.
Yeah, it copies everything that's on your old drive to your new drive. Now, that requires the old drive to be working properly. So that's why you don't want to wait until it's really not working well, because then you got no chance of copying everything over. Then you're going to have to reload your operating system from scratch. And
now, will this require reloading the operating system running Ghost?
No, that makes an exact copy. It images the old drive to the new drive. Now, having said that, if you've had this machine since 99-2000 and you've never reloaded your operating system, it's more painful to do that, but you end up with a cleaner, faster machine if you clean it all out and you just load what you have to do. So if you've got the time and the initiative and you have all your original disks, might not be a bad way to go, because then you can slave that old hard drive in there as a second drive, and then just pull the data over that you need, as opposed to bringing everything and all the junk.
Yeah, you missed one key element.
What's
time
that?
Initiative and capability or knowledge thereof.
Okay. Well, then you might want to bake some cookies and find a geek. And
Alpha geek.
Yeah, there you go.
Put the floppy drive in and copy your important data to it.
Well, chances are your floppy's not going to cover it anymore. Do you have a CD burner or anything like that?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah, get your data backed up just as quickly as possible. It's screaming at you. Remember, there's two kind of hard drives, those that have crashed, those that are going to crash.
Hey, that's great. I have one more quick question. You have a data doctors in my neighborhood. Can they check cable modems for functionality?
No. Unfortunately, we have to have the cable service, and we don't. It's not available in most industrial areas. So, but the Cox digital stores can.
They can.
Yeah, they should be able to check your modem for you.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. All right. Good luck, Doug.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye now.
What was that? Oh, we can come out to your house. Data Doctors has on-site, and we can come out to the house.
Right,
but
we can't check the modem itself.
No, but we can take a spare modem that we have, and we can test that, and if that works, then we know his modem's faulty.
We can't. I mean, if you want us to come out to the house, obviously we can do that. The problem is, just so you understand, we have to reprovision the new modem in order to test it, and so it might be faster to just take it into the system. That way they can do it very quickly right there. All right, you're listening to the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, but I got to remember, we do a lot of this stuff all day long.
Yeah.
Ken Colburn, David, and Mike Howell will be back after this.